You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to a Rare Drop podcast. Check us out at raredrop.co. Hello, everyone. I know you've been waiting for a very long time to be involved with all of the amazing things that we're doing at Rare Drop, and now is the time. We are introducing the Rare Drop Patreon, so if you've ever wanted to get involved with experimental content or being at any of our podcasts early to listen in, well, all of that is available in the new Rare Drop Patreon. Check it out.
How spicy is the whiskey?
It's very spicy, Kevin.
What kind of whiskey is it?
It's like Fireball, and it tastes like Fireball. I don't know. Fab sent it to me. He was like, "Bro, this is my favorite whiskey. You should have some." I'm like, "All right, dude." So Star Wars and Scotch. We out here trying it, and I've never had spicy whiskey before.
Let it be known that Fab drinks a whiskey called "It Tastes Like Fireball."
It's weird.
Tim, my old man leg hurts.
I'm sorry, Kevin. I'm so sorry you're so old.
So, chat, well, let me start the show.
We really need new shit.
You know what I just watched over the weekend? Rogue One.
Okay. That's not what I was going to say.
Love that movie. Hunter's like, the real movies aren't as good as, like, Rebels, Dad.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay.
Okay, Kevin, so what are you going to do about that?
I mean, he's going to be 7. Like, give him a little leeway for a little while.
All right. Well,
he was born into Clone Wars and Rebels.
It's okay.
He's also a Marvel kid. He loves Marvel more than he loves Star Wars.
That's all right.
Tim, thanks for 25 months of subscribing.
Speaking
to your
of
own
Marvel,
channel.
I know this is a Star Wars podcast, but I started watching all the Marvel movies from the actual timeline, not how they were released.
Yes.
I like it. Chronological order is really good.
I'll do that the next go around. I am, for those that don't know, I've never watched all the Marvel movies. They became overwhelming to me at one point when I fell behind. But during
he likes the DC universe.
No, I don't. I haven't watched all of those either. During the pandemic, my wife and I started sitting down and watching each one. So we watched Black Panther last weekend, and we have Infinity War next weekend. So
good. I can't wait.
Although I have to work Saturday, so hopefully I can work that out. So we'll see.
You've also been watching something else, Kevin. You went back and watched the old Clone Wars.
Well, I watched the first part. This is 2 parts. I watched the first part.
Which, okay, so Kevin and I were talking about this morning. I don't remember the original animated Clone Wars being broken up into 2 hours. I always remember them being episodes on Toonami.
I think they were the 15-minute little shorts of them fighting, because they're the way it's broken up is... Welcome to Star Wars and Scotch, by the way. The way it's broken up is, like I said, I forget the name of the planet, Moonateel or something. It's the Banking Clan planet. Like, Obi-Wan goes there, and then Yoda is on Ilum with Luminara and Padme and R2 and C-3PO, and then Mace is on Dantooine, which Mace is the best in that show, by far. By far. Mace is just this kick-ass, no-nonsense, I'm-gonna-kill-everybody Jedi, and it's wonderful. So
this is why we can't have the Mace is alive, he's gonna show up in Mando season 3, watch.
So I'm watching this though, and I'm wondering, because remember, this is the series that debuted, because this came out before Revenge of the Sith. So yes, this was actually Grievous's debut. It was not the movie,
right?
So Grievous, what
we mean, people like Ventress. We get to see Maul with the robot spider legs.
I often wonder if the intent was for this to be canon, because the other Clone Wars cartoon came out and it was also technically canon at the same time, because we meet Ventress, we meet Grievous in this.
You get to see Maul with spider legs.
Right, by the time we get to this, the newer Clone Wars, those events are supposed to have happened already.
So I feel like they had to go back in time to make it all work within their timeline that they started.
You also saw the TikTok I sent you with Filoni, right?
Oh, I thought we were talking about the other one that you just sent me.
Oh no, not that one.
We need to talk about that one soon. Yes. Yeah, when he was saying that, like, nothing was canon except for the movies.
Yeah.
Like, everything in the expanding universe was experimental, and it was supposed to see like how people would react to it. Like, it was their playground, it was their sandbox,
right? It was the test for all things fun, if you will. So according to George Lucas via Dave Filoni, nothing was canon prior to Disney's universe except for the movies and the television shows, including this Clone Wars, which is so interesting. So, I don't know. There's a piece of me that... I know it's not canon by official Disney, but I don't think they'll ever fill in that little gap of time with anything interesting. Maybe in a comic, maybe in a book. But overall, I don't think that little tiny gap of time that they cover in this show is going to make a huge difference. Because everything still looks the way it's supposed to. Like, Dantooine looks like Dantooine. Ilum looks like Ilum. You know, it's already stuff we've seen. Plus, the more I get into High Republic, the more I look at the Easter eggs, the more I get into, you know, Aftermath, and I'm assuming it'll happen with Thrawn too, the more I see they've never really changed the universe. They just changed some of the characters in their stories.
Yeah.
The planets generally line up the same. There's some variances about location, biomes, things like that. But overall, they seem to have kept everything intact. I think people are just overreacting.
Well, the groundwork is already laid. Like, why change it? You know,
unless you need to suit the story somehow.
And that was all. And also, I would probably to attract the people who really enjoyed that animated series, because there was like diehard fans of like just the Clone Wars. And so to like appease them and stay true to the stuff they already knew is probably the smart play. You don't want to do a big shock and awe of like, I never saw any of this.
Yeah. So it's been fun. I'd like to go back and watch them and do maybe some sort of analysis. I think one episode for both would be appropriate.
Yeah, I've never seen them, so if anything, it would just be like a first reaction.
Yeah, I think we could do that and do maybe an audio-only episode or something. Tim and I just breaking down those old episodes with their fun. And then we'll do one for every episode of the Ewoks cartoon, all two seasons.
Like, welcome to Spoiler Cast, episode 55. This is
Ewoks original 1985 Ewoks. Saturday morning children's cartoon show.
Hey, man, the Ewoks are back.
Hey, they're right, back.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
They're hitting the bad guys with logs. again, and they taught us an important lesson about sharing this week.
No, so. That sounds terrible. Please do not. I will quit the show.
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
You act like I'm some sort of sadist that makes you do all these terrible things in the name of Star Wars.
He does, chat. he makes me walk barefoot down the street, reciting the Jedi Code.
I do want to sit through the. So I'm wondering if we could do a watch party for some of this stuff, similar to the way we did the Super Bowl, but for the Life Day special. Because you said you've never sat through the whole thing, right?
I couldn't get through Chewie's wife and baby,
which are technically canon, apparently,
which are canon. That entire scene is just extremely disturbing, and I just couldn't do it.
But
so
we got
I said,
that.
Nope.
We got the meme of the baby smiling for
oh
all
my
eternity.
Gosh. Like that's so good. Yeah. But everything else, not so much.
I think we should do a watch party for that.
How do you
the same way we did the Super Bowl?
Oh,
we're like, all right, everyone hit play.
Okay,
we'll drink some eggnog.
Oh, that'd be fun. Can we have an Anakin Yule log?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're moving offices, chat. So Tim and I and Ben are gonna set up the new studio to be more
put a fireplace in
these.
There.
Sorts of things, so, or at least a TV with a fire burning Anakin on the back.
Nope, putting in a fireplace big enough to put a full person.
Okay, so we're gonna burn. We're gonna burn someone alive in a Darth Vader costume in the. You said Anakin.
Yeah,
you want a burning, smoldering young Anakin.
Yeah, like
does it scream? Does it scream? I hate you every couple of minutes.
Yes.
And you just shut up. I had the high ground.
Oh, you thought I was going to do a Darth Vader where he just kind of just lays there.
Well, you've never done that. That's a thing.
Yeah, no, I want the Anakin on Mustafar Yule log.
Got it. I haven't seen that one yet, but I'm sure YouTube has 10 hours of it somewhere.
Just, ah.
Oh, man. Oh, we can do that and then get the candles that I found last week on Etsy.
Yes.
I'm burning Anakin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I found one.
Yeah, of course.
It's 18 minutes long.
Just loop it.
Just loop it. Yes. That's great. Here's Anakin burning for 10 hours.
There you go. You found it. That's the one we need.
That's the title of it. Anakin burning for 10 hours.
Yeah, that's it. That was the one we needed. I'm glad you found it, Tim. So I really am. Oh, man. If you have questions tonight, if you're on Twitch, you can use that questions command. If you are on Facebook, it should be the pinned comment. I'm going to check right now and make sure that it is the pinned comment. It's not.
I guess we just kind of like jumped right into the episode. We didn't even do like the intro or anything.
Yeah, well, this episode is brought to you by High Score Tees. You can go over to highscoretees.com. Check out that rare drop store that is going to have Star Wars and Scotch merch. I talked to Corey about it this week.
Okay.
So we're going to get a few little designs for Star Wars and Scotch for you to wear around your friends. So you can be like, check out this podcast. And they'll be like, who's that? Be like, it's these two dickheads who host the Star Wars show. And they have to contradict themselves because they don't really know as much as they think they do all the time. It's great.
I know a lot.
You do. You do.
Right, chat? Okay.
All right.
What are you drinking? You drinking spicy whiskey?
Yeah, super spicy whiskey, Tim. It's definitely whiskey. I love how I accidentally show off my Star Wars wallpaper when I accidentally mouse over something I'm not supposed to.
Is it the same? That's the big guy.
Yeah, but it adapts to the aspect ratio of whatever monitor I'm on, so it cuts people off. So that this background chat here, I'll show you real quick. Tim's gonna go bye bye for 1 second. This background on full widescreen on my monitor at work that I have goes the whole length of it, and it has every character ever from Star Wars ever on it.
I love that background. So good.
And it's really, really cool. So
nice. Anywho.
You got an intro. You sat in space for a while. That was your intro. I just sent him another TikTok right before we went live, too, of some dude who apparently filmed the set of the Obi-Wan.
Oh, my God, dude. He's got... How many views are on this thing? I'm looking. Hold on.
He's going to get sued into oblivion.
Dude, 122,000 people have seen this so far. And it came out 2 days ago. That's actually not bad. I was expecting a lot
more. Yeah, I would have assumed more.
But still, this guy's going to get fired, right?
Maybe the mouse will...
Sued into oblivion?
No, it'll be like the episode of South Park.
Do you want me to read some of the comments?
Where Mickey's beating up the Jonas Brothers. Do you remember that one?
Oh, you little shit! You don't fuck with me, you understand? I'll bury you! I will fucking kill you! All I can think of is the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Have you seen the new TikTok trend of Mickey... It's either Mickey banging one of the Disney characters in the... It's supposed to be you staying at the resort. It's like you wake up to... And it's Mickey banging one of the other characters in the room next to you, or Mickey beating the shit out of one of the characters in the room.
No.
Yeah, it's like, Goofy, you should have listened podcast? The first time. Do you understand me? And it's like, Gord, old, Gord, old. It's so bad. Anyway.
It's so good, dude.
Since we eventually...
The comments on this are so good. Nice knowing you. Bro is sweating bullets right now. You better be looking for a new job. Do you work on the lot or on the project? Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, is this someone who is supposed to be giving it? Like, you sent me the TikTok, and I was like, is this someone important? And he only has two videos on his TikTok account.
It's probably someone that works on the lot, because anyone at Lucasfilm or ILM probably has, like, an insane NDA that they'll be blacklisted from working in Hollywood ever again.
He probably just was dropping off supplies and didn't even realize he was driving into the Obi-Wan.
It's the guy that dropped off the porta potties.
Uh-huh.
Man, I got to put this on my TikTok.
I think he made a burner TikTok account, though.
Of course he did.
Like, I think that it's got to be a burner account.
Yeah, but Mickey's on the phone with Verizon right now. You better trace this back to that SIM card. Do you understand?
Yeah. No, the mouse is going to have that guy's ass. 100%.
In a cellar in the basement of Disney World.
Yes, right next to where they keep Walt Disney's head.
Frozen.
Uh-huh.
Which still brainchilds all these ideas. Do you want to talk about comic or Bad Batch first?
Let's do Bad Batch, because everyone was asking me about it last week, and it came out, was it last Tuesday? Tuesday or Wednesday?
I didn't watch it until the weekend when you told me.
I didn't watch it until the end of the week, because chat was like lighting up about it. I was like, okay, I'll watch it at the end of the stream. And then I forgot about it, and it gave me goosebumps. I am super excited for this.
So the premise is pretty on point with what Tim and I said it was going to be. They're on the run from the Empire because they're obviously not acquiescing to, as we see in the little training sequence with Tarkin. I'm going to let it play, and we can talk about pieces of it. But actually, it starts out on Kamino, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah. They end up going back to the like training facility.
Right.
At least that's what it looks like.
So right
in Clone Wars.
Right off the bat, though, we're gonna learn more about what the Empire is doing with Kamino post Revenge of the Sith, which is something I think that we haven't learned too much about. We know Kamino had a great battle, and we know it was destroyed, but we don't know what happened in between. To my knowledge, chat, please fill in the blanks if I'm wrong there.
We don't know what happened with the cloning program. We don't know why they switched away from clones to like regular people.
The Empire fought with Kamino at some point. Because this, it's the Kaminoans with Tarkin walking in front of them, which means they took. Did you see the Dark Troopers?
No.
I just paused it if you look.
Are those the first phase ones?
I don't know if they're first phase, but they're definitely a iteration of Dark Troopers.
So I saw those and I thought those were just like, I thought that was just a new super battle droid.
P.S. Put two and two together, did not do it the first time I watched Rebels, of freaking Thrawn beating up the two Dark Troopers like it was nothing in hand-to-hand combat.
Yep.
That's terrifying considering what they did in Mandalorian.
Yes.
It shows you how good of a hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah, this must be an earlier phase.
They're definitely an iteration of it. I don't know.
Yeah, I know there's three different versions.
There.
Yeah.
There's one up in the top over here too, walking.
This might be a phase. Might be a phase one.
So,
phase two.
I guess they're kind of showing off. I know that the big thing that Tarkin says is like they're not following protocol. The Bad Batch, which I don't know why you would expect them to, because aren't they supposed to be your Bad Batch?
Yeah, but knowing Tarkin, he wants full control, and knowing that he can't, like, if he gives an order and it's not followed through to the T, then, I mean, like, he expects perfection. So.
And we know this is after Clone Wars, because what's-his-name is with them.
Yeah, no, you can also tell it's much farther along based on his patch that he's wearing as well. I forget what that's called.
Tarkin's.
Yeah,
he's Grand Moff now.
He's Grand Moff.
Got it.
Or Grand Admiral, sorry. I don't think he's Moff yet. I think that's his Grand Admiral, whatchamacallit.
Mm-hmm. So they end up on, I'm assuming this is Coruscant, right?
That is Coruscant, yeah.
I just wanted to make sure, because, I mean, it looks a lot like, which means they're probably going to explore, whatchamacallit again, your favorite area of Coruscant.
You think we're going to go that far down?
I mean, they look
into 1313.
Like, this scene looks like they're at some sort of street market.
Yeah,
maybe?
I mean, that's kind of like, yeah, that looks rough, kind of like where we saw Ahsoka,
yeah.
In season six. So maybe we'll meet up with those characters that we met in Clone Wars during the Ahsoka arc.
Oh, the sisters.
The sisters, yeah,
maybe. But okay, given the trailer, it does look like we're going to bounce around planet to planet. I'm not going to speculate what planets these are, because every time I do, I'm wrong. So this person threw me for a loop. This child?
Yeah? Okay.
This is in Kamino, because look to the child's left.
Yes.
There's stormtroopers back there, Kaminoan right there. So is this some sort of clone?
I don't know.
I don't know either, Tim.
Is it the head? See, so I've been looking at a bunch of different like breakdowns, and I haven't seen anyone actually like focus on the child.
Yep.
That headpiece looks interesting and also familiar.
Does it?
And I don't know why. I don't know why it feels so familiar when I look at it.
Never-ending story.
No.
I don't know.
At first, I thought it was the headpiece that Mandalorian, the queen, brain farting Kevin, the chick that Obi-Wan fell in love with, who died.
Oh, Duchess Satine.
I thought it was Duchess Satine. Like, that's the vibe that I was getting, like something like that.
Do they all have matching armor all of a sudden? They didn't have that last time, did they?
They had different, I mean, they have different, like, they all have like a different version of that same color scheme.
Okay.
Echo's all armored out of his mind and stuff. Now he's got his robotic.
He's got no armor in this scene. What's the leader? I forget his name.
Hunter?
Rambo?
If you go back...
No, it's at the end. It's at the end when they say their names.
Yeah, there we go. Right there. There it is. A little delayed.
But yeah, it seems like they're going to a lot of different planets, which is awesome. All right, I'm going to speculate, even though I told myself I wouldn't. Kashyyyk maybe, or there's snow there. There's snow on Kashyyyk.
Where
Kashyyyk
have we
has
ever
huge
seen
mountain
snow?
Ranges, dude.
When have we ever seen snow? Like whenever they visually show off Kashyyyk, it's always trees,
swampy.
And kind of swampy.
This looks like a temple of. Oh no, this is a training. This is the training.
When he shoots, shoots the vibroblade back.
Yeah, it's so
cool. Yeah, that was pretty dope.
That is the training facility. Okay. Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of snow. So probably new planet there, honestly.
Yep, we get to see...
How come Tarkin doesn't have Death Troopers?
Because the Death Troopers haven't showed up yet. The Death Troopers don't show up until...
They're in Rogue One.
They're in Rogue One, and this is before Rogue One. The Death Trooper program hasn't started yet. We aren't we aren't too.
Did you know that Vader has 3 Death Troopers that are more loyal to him than they are to the Emperor?
Yes. I didn't know that.
I learned that this weekend. I found that really interesting.
Yep.
Because apparently he saved them and rehabilitated them.
Yep. You meet them.
I didn't realize Tarkin was going to be such a central character in at least season one.
I like that he is. I like that they're doing more stuff with Tarkin. He's really important in a lot of the books. So, like, for him to show up in the show makes a lot of sense. He's a key character in the Empire.
Oh yeah, I mean, he's huge in Rogue One. He's a major player in the Death Star and the original trilogy.
He was the Emperor's right hand.
He basically sucked the Emperor off to get as high as he did, but.
Oh, of course. Got a lot of power.
Fennec Shand is in this. We knew that from the
Yes. When I saw that, I totally forgot that we saw her pistol in the first trailer. And so seeing her again made me really excited because I really like her character a lot. And I want to learn more about her.
Is Ming-Na Wen voicing her too?
She is voicing her, yes.
Yes. Love it.
They're keeping a lot. There's a lot of consistency throughout the characters, which I love.
Good. See this thing? Look at this guy. That is a big ass bug lizard, Tim.
Yeah, I saw that.
I want to know more about big ass bug lizard.
Yeah.
It's so colorful. I love how colorful they make
it. I'm excited. Things. What other is this the right around the time we see the Force Whip or the light whip?
Maybe.
Because people, like, all of the breakdowns, everyone focused a lot on the light whip, on how it was, like, we've seen it before, or, like, we've read about it, but apparently this is the first time that, like, a light whip shows up in, like, a cinematic, and so it originally showed up in the EU, so people are really excited about this showing up.
Who are they missing in this when it looks like they're escaping? They're missing one of them. Not the sharpshooter. Not the strong man, not Hunter. There's one of them that's missing.
Big guy?
No, big guy's in the corner right there. See, there's his one eye.
I don't know.
Sniper? Isn't the sniper? Oh, the sniper has the gray hair. I always get the sniper and the tech guy confused. The tech guy has
the glasses. They look kind of similar. Yeah.
That's who it is. But it looks like he's talking to him in the other scene. So this kid is going to go on with them on their adventure.
Could be the key to something.
Yeah, I'm really curious, like, why? And they seem nice to the kid.
So we're going to go more desert planets. Hooray.
This was cool. We've seen this, though, before, haven't we? This little, like, arc energy arrow thing.
Don't the Night Sisters have that on Dathomir when we play in Jedi Fallen Order?
Yeah. Don't they have it in Clone Wars, too, during the attack?
They might.
This was an interesting shot because this is clearly Coruscant. Is this the Senate building, though?
It looks like it with the pillars that go down that long strip.
Very interesting. Is that a lightsaber? No, that's not a lightsaber.
We're already taking over this is essentially the siege on the Capitol. Oh, maybe it's not Coruscant, Kevin.
Could be a different planet.
Yeah, that next
shot.
Could
be Onderon. Onderon's
speculating. You said you weren't going to speculate.
Onderon's very Egyptian, and I'm like, there's like...
Yeah, you see the trees and stuff? That's why it makes me think it's not Coruscant.
Yeah, it might not be Coruscant, which would be cool. I love Coruscant, but I like seeing new planets, too. Lightsaber guns, you mean like Ezra's?
It almost has like a Naboo vibe to it.
Oh, good call,
It's not, but it's got a Naboo vibe.
Statues. No, the statues are a little Naboo-y.
No, I mean, like, this could be one of the core worlds. It's not going to be a mid-rim, but it could be one of the core worlds.
Whatever it is, it looks like they're stealing a tank and then hooking up with some, looks like insurgents of some sort.
Well, I mean, you're seeing two different scenes. You don't know if it's from the same episode.
No, I'm not saying same episode, but, you know, they're doing rebel shit.
I think they're going to be doing some recruiting. They're going to build up their own force. They're going to try to fight the Republic, which feels like it's going to be an uphill battle with a loss at the end. Or they end up just signing up with the rebels and fighting with them.
Oh, I didn't see this. They're fighting against Fennec Shand in this.
Mm, Well, I mean, she's a bad guy up until she gets saved by Boba Fett. So, she's in that bounty hunter garb. So, I mean, she could just be gun for hire right now.
You talking about field medic surgeon Boba Fett?
Yes. Overall, man, like this was such a well done trailer. Like, I really got goosebumps. Like,
yeah,
I'm super
there's your light
excited for this.
Is that the light? Are those those slaver? They're not
Cathar. Those
Cathar.
Are the slavers. Yeah,
it is
the
them,
cat,
right?
The cat guys. Yeah.
Yeah. From
those. We've seen them before.
Clone Wars and they're assholes.
Mm-hmm. But everyone was really excited about this light whip. But I was weird though because I could have sworn we've seen them use whips before.
They use them in Clone Wars.
Yeah. So I don't know why everyone was like, light whip, expanding universe. Look at this. I'm
they
like,
also
I feel
added
like we've
them,
seen this, but
they're also in High Republic now too.
They are in High Republic. Exactly.
Freaking people.
So I don't know why everyone was so focused on light whip, but I just want to make sure that we touched on it so people didn't freak out. Yeah, this kid's definitely going to be a pivotal.
Yeah, it's like the season. It's a dynamic we don't understand yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure in the first like 10 minutes we'll understand.
Maybe the child's being brought somewhere. I'm honestly
it could be
not
a mission.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like. It can, and they're really boasting that it's made by the people who made Clone Wars, like, big time. They're pushing that on us. So, that's a good thing, in my opinion, if that's their selling point. Unless we're talking about the first 8 episodes of Season 7 of Clone Wars, then that's a different story.
Oh, no. Please don't.
Although
It wasn't good until Ahsoka and Mandalore arc. Like, that was the only time that it was actually enjoyable. Because
the last 4 episodes were their own movie.
I know, because it was beautifully done. The entire thing was so good.
Do you remember coming to do spoiler cast every week with that? And you were like, Kevin, there's nothing to talk about.
I was like, Kevin, it's just more dialogue. And
I was like, Tim, we have to power through it. And we're like, so it's one of the crime syndicates that we've seen before. they're there with the 2 girls still on that planet from last episode.
Yeah, Soka's fixing this speeder, dude.
Yeah,
it's great.
And something about a laundromat that the parents owned.
Oh my god, yeah. Mm.
At least with Bad Batch, we got to see that. Remember that tactical one, the tactical one shot they did?
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah, I have a feeling we'll see more of that.
God, that was so good. Well, we always said if a Bad Batch show had this vibe the whole way through, it would be a banger.
All right.
And I think they can deliver.
Tonight's first question is brought to you by Patreon. Patreon.com/Tim's Not In This Shot. Hold on. Let me fix it.
It's patreon.com/rare drop.
Because.
A rare drop patron today.
Because not Star Wars related, because none of them asked a question today. But unrelated to Star Wars, the first episode of the WTF podcast, which is me, not every week, it's always going to be different people, but this episode was me, Tim, and Paul answering some weird questions.
Really weird.
And it was a really good conversation, and the only way you'll ever be able to hear that is if you're a patron.
Sorry.
But you're locking things behind a paywall?
No, we're giving supporters a little bit more than we give everyone else.
That's still a paywall.
F*** you.
Nailed it.
Andrew said, not related to High Republic, did you know that Temin Wexley is in the sequels, 7 and 9? Saw it on Reddit and thought it was cool reading Aftermath now. Yes, he's one of the major background characters of the sequel trilogy. He's that guy. He's like, oh, I know that actor. I don't know him, but yeah. I know him. He's that guy. He's the pilot. He's back there. He's that guy. Gonna listen tonight? You're in for a treat. Please comment on it. All right. Again, patreon.com/RAREDROP. Back to your regularly scheduled show before we do more questions. So
I was like, okay, got it.
Issue 2. The twins right out of the gate, Sarret and Tarek.
Wait, hold on. Chat does understand that we're talking about issue 2 of the High Republic.
The
comic.
High Republic, not High Republic Adventures, High Republic comic. This is continuing
okay,
from where
sure,
we were last
year. You were just
year.
Like, issue 2. I'm like, Whoa, we're jumping right into this. Okay, so chat, we're just going to quickly talk about issue two, number two of the High Republic comic. So we talked about, so if you missed out on last week's episode, we covered issue number one. So now we're on to number two. How many, there's six issues for this, Kevin, right?
I believe there's six for adventures and six for this. Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. All right. So Skeer is a very, very big component of this issue again, which I like because I want to learn more about him. As a Transdojian Jedi, I find him very, very interesting.
Well, he's also going through some shit right now. And
yeah, and I can't figure out what it is. Some type of transformation. I thought he was poisoned, but I can't tell.
I don't think he's poisoned.
You don't think he's poisoned by Nihil?
I think there's some sort of trauma or something that he's experiencing. Because if you look, okay, we thought it had something to do with Trennis becoming a Jedi, but it doesn't. Because Master Avar Chris says he hasn't been the same since his arm got cut off.
Right.
In the Battle of Kerr.
Yeah.
Or chopped off. Which we see him relive the trauma in that one frame.
Yeah, he's got some serious PTSD going on.
Yeah, like his ship collapsed in on him and cuts his arm off.
Yeah.
But
he also doesn't like this new Jedi. What's her name again? Sorry, I keep on forgetting her name.
Trennis, but that's his Padawan.
It wasn't. Not from the beginning.
No, she was his Padawan in the last episode. In the last issue.
Yeah, but they talked about how, like, I could have sworn she was under somebody else.
Well, she's not. Who? No.
Trennis. I don't think she was always under.
No, Trennis is Skeer's Padawan.
Oh, well, then he's a jerk to her if that's the case.
But he wasn't in the beginning. He was only a jerk to her after she became a Jedi for some reason.
Well, yeah. Well, he gave her, like, the weird silent treatment when they got back to Starlight.
He was also close with Jorah Mali, apparently, and Jorah dies when he loses his arm in the same battle.
Yeah, like I said.
And Jorah is Wreath's old master from Into the Dark.
Into the Dark.
It's all connected. But Sarret and Tarek are interesting.
The twins that share one mind?
Yeah.
I'm assuming, creepy.
Are they Jedi Knights?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like that's established.
How do you train two bodies and one mind?
Is it easier or harder?
I feel like it would be easier. To learn twice as fast.
The Katabi, identical Bond twins who, for all intents and purposes, share the same brilliant mind. It's so wild.
Yeah, isn't that neat? Have we ever seen this race before?
Let's look it up.
Or is this new?
Sarret.
They're kind of creepy, though. They're all, like, pale-skinned and white eyes. Like, even, like, their irises are white. Creepy.
Katabi, Jedi Knight. The Bond Twin of Sarret. Species is Katabi. Okay. Nope. New species to the High Republic.
So this is something brand new. That's cool. I wonder if we'll see more of these people.
Interesting. Yeah, they're brand new.
That's cool.
Interesting.
And it seems like they feel each other's emotions, pain.
Yeah, because they're in two different places. Like one's on the station that they went to investigate, and the other one's on another planet.
And
then
one goes to another planet, and something bad happens to one of the twins. And he feels it, like physically can feel it, like almost like he's dying too.
That also feels like
we don't know if the twin died. We're just speculating.
That feels like a weakness if you know how to exploit that too.
Sure, 100%. It's also a great strength to have.
So this station they go to that they got the distress call from, obviously destroyed by Nihil because one of them's left behind.
We come to find out that it's a hut transport ship.
Dude, the frame of the hut just shot up and sliced with all the bodies of the Gamorreans.
Stuff. It was gross.
It was so good. It's such a good shot, though.
It's really good.
And just all the dead Gamorreans laying all around him. So good. But yeah, it was a hut, which leads them to believe that the huts are doing business in Republic space. And apparently during the High Republic, that was just unheard of.
Well, come to find out, this area had just been under Republic jurisdiction for like 2 weeks. So this was still a part of the Outer Rim that had no government at all. And the huts were completely taking that in, like taking advantage of that. So that explains why. But the Nihil come in and we find out that they stole the barley that is being used to create Bacta, which is really cool. I'm glad that they're using like Bacta a lot as like this like really important thing.
Well, it's new to the, because apparently, so I misunderstood it, and I had said it in an earlier episode that when I mixed up Bacta and Culto. So Culto's been around. Bacta's like the new hotness now.
Yeah, it's brand new.
So they're really leaning into the fact that this is like the expansion of this new product for health purposes across the galaxy. But they're showcasing it in a way that shows you how it's getting to the black market and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not just this like, oh, we've invented this new thing. Utopia has arrived. No, like, everyone's trying to use this healing property for nefarious purposes as well.
It's kind of like spice.
Yep.
It's the same way that like spice is like the thing during the Imperial reign. The Age of the Rebellion, Kevin? Mm-hmm. Is that the proper time?
Which time frame like, exactly do you mean?
Yeah, that's like the time of rebellion, right?
Age of Rebellion, yeah.
Age of Rebellion. Like spice is talked about so much of like how it's like medicinal, but then if you use too much, it's like heroin, I guess.
I was just making sure you were just talking about medicinal spice. It's very important to differentiate there.
Yeah, most definitely, Kevin. It's medicinal or it can, you know, too much and watch out.
Matthew McConaughey told me all about that. So if Leox ever becomes a real character and they don't get Matthew McConaughey, I will be very upset.
Oh my god, most definitely.
Or whoever plays the Drifter. That's the only other person that could pull that off.
All right, brother, you want some spice? I got some spice for you. Transmat firing.
Too much spice and you get Florida?
That's like, all right, dude.
That's like northern Jacksonville area.
Ah, there was a guy in Bradenton that got arrested today.
I mean,
yeah, like a big old Florida tattoo across his face.
Oh, I love those. Did it say flow grown on it by any chance?
No, not flow grown. Damn, I'll send it to you.
I love those people. They're the best. When they get arrested, and so you just see the photo and you're like, where is their Florida tattoo? Is it just not visible in this picture?
Yeah.
So when they're exploring the ship, like Skeer doesn't even want to walk with Trennis. And again, this is very uncomfortable. I don't understand. This is foreign Padawan. So weird. Anyway, he's walking with one of the twins. I am not going to guess which one it is because I already flipped past that. Oh, Tarek, I think.
I honestly no idea.
So there's this gas floating around, Nangle poisoning, a natural gas capable of disrupting ship sensors and fatal to even huts in large doses. He takes it off the hut's tongue, which is absolutely and horrifyingly disgusting. But when the gas is floating everywhere, Skeer, I guess, senses one of these leftover Nihil in the gas and just slices and then just follows the blood trail.
Yeah.
This issue.
This is very inhumane. It's very
not
gross.
Jedi. Hit the
not
faces
Jedi
he's making.
At all.
Also, I like the hilt of his lightsaber. Did you see it?
I didn't honestly pay attention to it.
Pretty cool looking.
And now I'm going to look.
Also, digging the fact that the Nihil attacks him with a gigantic machete sword.
Yeah.
And not a blaster or something. I am all for hand-to-hand combat in space magic and not always going for blasters.
Especially in the High Republic.
Yep.
Like, the High Republic is definitely more, like, medieval style, you know, like Arthurian. King Arthur, yeah, King Arthur Knights of the Round Table meets Western. So, like, having more older style weapons, I like a lot.
So he just
an elegant weapon,
clean chops him in half, like clean swipe. You can even see the mist of blue from his lightsaber.
I have to admit. I love looking at this artwork in high definition.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Even being able to like super zoom in like this high resolution, like you wouldn't be the level of detail you wouldn't even get. I think you'd miss in a printed version. So being able to read this digitally has been great.
Yeah, I've actually been reading now more other Marvel comics because of this. Because I don't know, is it bad to say I like my iPad for comics better than I like a?
I don't think so.
Because I used
the iPads.
I used to not even like comics themselves, like issues. I would always wait for graphic novel before I would buy a comic.
Sure.
Like I have a bunch of the Batman ones, Watchmen, V for Vendetta, Death of Superman, all down there. But they're all bookended. Graphic novels. So he slices it in half, but then he keeps going. Something is very wrong here, Tim. Like,
yeah,
but they're not telling us.
He kind of minces them up into little pieces. It's kind of gross.
But
yeah, but it feels like Avar understands something.
She said his song changed.
Yeah, and as we get to like the end of this issue. It seems like she knows. She might have an understanding as to what is going on. That's the kind of the vibe that I got. So I think in the next one we'll have a better, like, well, I mean, isn't the next cover for this one is like he's got vines growing out of his shoulder?
No, that's 4. 3 is Trennis with this big red evil face behind her. If you flip past
there it is.
Yeah, if you flip past to be continued. 4 is the one with all the, I think it's actually, yeah, if you look.
Well, there's vines and stuff coming out of the ground.
Oh, so yeah, yeah, you're right, that. And then 4 is top right from there. There's the vines
under
him.
Yeah, he's got vines coming. Yeah, and he's like.
5 is her holding him.
Oh, the skier gonna die.
I hope not. If they kill the only transdisc Jedi that we have ever seen in a comic book, right when everything gets going, I will be heartbroken because I'm really into Transdotion Jedi. He even gets all Transdotion on us. Talks about how he's hunting like his ancestors.
Oh, that
in
was
this
really
issue.
Cool, though.
And
that
I was
was
like,
really neat.
It's like, oh, we're a little less Jedi, a little more Transdotion right now. And he's just being a dick to Trennis, to Avar, to Maru, everybody.
To everyone. It's not. Yeah, he's not just picking on one person.
And then and he's like, I read his comment to Avar like, yes, Marshal Krish, I spoke out of turn. I will meditate on the matter. I feel like that's sarcastic. Like, yeah, whatever, bitch. I'll meditate
really?
On it.
Oh, I took that as like him like snapping out of it. He's like, oh, no, you're right.
No, I feel like he's just mouthing the words like, this is what you want to hear. And then when Avar gets there, though, she says that she noticed his song had changed, so she probably shouldn't have let him go. But they go to this planet, Sedri Minor, where apparently this is where they're harvesting the, what's it called?
The barley. It was just, it was a weird name, barley, and I'm just calling it
the
barley.
The Vritaxian barley.
There we go.
Vritaxian?
It's barley.
The barley. Barley for the Bacta. So, which, is this Tenek or Serret?
One of the twins?
Yeah, we see like some sort of plant stinger thing. And if
Greedo's sitting out there in the weeds going like, come over here, and everything seems fine.
Do you think he's under whatchamacallit?
Some type of, well, yeah, it's definitely bait. That's 100%.
Yeah, but is he one of the poisoned ones, just like what's his face from Into the Dark?
Oh, do you think this is Grisk? Not Grisk, sorry. Do you think this is Plain guy.
That's Narnia.
Drangir. Holy crap, Kevin.
It took us a minute. We got there in the end.
There's too many things. Remember, do you think this is Drangir?
Yeah, heavy Drangir vibes on this one.
Okay, then yes. Yep, he was definitely poisoned and used to bait in the Jedi. 100%.
So yeah.
Most definitely.
That would be my, because it's the only thing in this barley field that does not look like barley. And then we know they can do that to people. He's like,
yeah
come over
minds,
here.
Most definitely.
So I'm that's the vibe I'm getting. And then they have their conversation. And then the other twin feels like so much pain, hunched over, blah, blah, blah. And then Skeer flips out when he sees that no one's there.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he, again, you might be right. He's snapping out of it, but we just see the lightsaber laying in the dirt at the end. I don't know if he's snapping out of it, or maybe it's making his rage double over because this bad thing happened and he still has rational thought left in his head. I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't think that I was going to enjoy the comic as much as I am. I think it's fun. I am enjoying this. They did a really good job with the storytelling.
Yeah. So issue 3 next week. If you're keeping up, it's the High Republic comic, not the adventure comic. And then hopefully by the time we get to the end, when is issue six High Republic comes out on, drumroll please, June 30th. Okay, so this is going to be the next few weeks. Are you ready before we do question time? We got issue 3 next week, issue 4 on the 19th, issue 5 on the 26th. Tim and I are off the week of May 4th. I know that seems like something sacrilegious, but we're going to leave you with a rare drop skit that week, because the next week, Tim and I want to come fresh for Bad Batch.
Yeah.
To discuss that on the... Okay, so here's the dilemma, Tim, we've been talking about. We can finish the comic, and then the other thing was, in lieu of waiting, because Bad Batch launches on the 4th, do the new episodes then come Friday, like the old school cadence?
Yeah, it'll be... So it ha... Oh.
We got to figure that out before we plan this out, because we were saying...
May the 4th is on a Tuesday. I think it'll go May the 4th, and then we'll get another episode on the 7th.
Okay.
And then it'll be a Friday. I think we'll get a double whammy that week, and then it'll be a Friday cadence.
So just stay tuned to Rare Job Socials and Tim and I's, because we might record something offline for that first episode of Bad Batch to go onto the audio podcast.
Yeah.
Because we might not want to wait, especially if there's a second episode on the 7th. So.
Yeah, we'll do like a Mando minute, but...
But there's going to be no Star Wars and Scotch on the 3rd, just so you all know.
Yeah.
That's like celebrating Christmas on Christmas Eve. We're not doing it. And we can't do it Tuesday because they have D&D, so...
Yeah.
Poop on your face! Werewood said, are you guys annoyed by all the articles that talk about Disney and Lucasfilm fighting or KK and Filoni fight? Yeah, I mean, like, we've talked about that a few times. We think that's...
All the freaking time, dude.
So dumb of them. Dave said, which character would you like to see as a surprise cameo in the Bad Batch? We'll see Vader at some point, I'm sure. Maul would probably be mine.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Or Ventress.
Maul would 100% make sense, and he's going around building up his crime syndicate right now. So, yes,
I would like to see Maul.
Ventress would make sense. I'm sure we'll see some familiar Clone Wars characters pop up. Most definitely. I'm sure we'll see Cody. I think we'll end up seeing more of the clones. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to see a lot of familiar Clone Wars characters, I would assume. Hopefully no Jar Jar Binks. For the love of God, no Jar Jar.
I wrote them a letter, and I pretended to be you, and I asked them if they would put Jar Jar into the show.
Yeah, because my good pal Davey.
Tim, you keep doing that thing, and you just... I guess you didn't realize over the past month we've become... only 1 degree separated from Dave.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, you didn't realize that, did you?
No, I...
You did up. Not realize that over the past
on
month...
On the next question, Kevin!
In our business dealings that we've been doing in other verticals, that we are now one degree separated from Dave Filoni, to the point where his name came up in a situation and we were like, well, if it makes sense, then yeah. And I was like, oh, Tim would die inside that I had done it over a year.
It only took less than a year for Kevin to fulfill his promise to Tim.
Just wait, Tim. Just wait.
I thought about it, but...
You didn't think about it.
I didn't.
I don't, man. And then people, what did we say that I had to do? I had to do something. And then people were going to have signs or like, I was there when Tim said he wasn't going to happen. It's going to be an embarrassing moment.
Oh, when we're at Celebration?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to get the whole, we're going to get the darkness cult out there. We're going to get the Star Wars and Scotch folks. We're going to get everybody that we can to Celebration to just whoop and yell and scream when I get Dave to shake Tim's hand.
Next question, Kevin.
Saint Ranger said, so I was under the impression that the Bad Batch did not have their behavior chips functional. Did this change, or and did they obey commands like other troopers? No, that's what, one of the things that makes them special and unique.
Yes.
Is they're just, they're doing their own thing. They're obeying orders because they're a unit, not because they have the behavior chips.
They are heavily modified clones.
Which is also why they probably won't adhere to, like, they're probably going with the flow with Order 66 at this point. But quickly they're going to realize, like, I don't like the way this is turning
out.
Yeah,
some evil shit.
Yeah, so, plus, I have a feeling, like Tim said earlier, if Tarkin can't control them, he might just try and have them killed.
He's going to want them eliminated, yeah. 100%. They're causing too many issues.
Yeah, you can hear, I can hear his voice being like, eliminate them.
Yep.
Do we know how many episodes of Bad Batch there'll be? If IMDb doesn't say it, then we probably don't know. But let's look real quick. Also, the Loki trailer's out, everybody.
I know. I need to go watch it. Apparently, it's really good.
The Bad Batch. Star Wars, The Bad Batch 2021. Season 1. Episode 1, 2, and 3 are the only ones listed on IMDb, so we do not know. And I blame Paul for that.
Oh, yikes.
Chat, thank you so much for hanging out for Star Wars and Scotch. This episode, as we said, was brought to you by High Score Tees. You go to highscoretees.com. You can also go to kingscoastcoffee.com. New roast launching this week. You should pay attention. You should pay attention. It's brand spanking new, and it's beautiful. Beautiful.
It's really good.
It's gorgeous. Gorgeous. It's
very good.
But that's it. If you enjoyed Star Wars and Scotch, you can go back and listen to all of the 39 episodes of Star Wars and Scotch. This was episode 40, which means 10 more, and Tim and I are off to episode 50.
Damn.
Yeah, it's been good.
Is that the Dave Filoni episode? Does he show up on episode 50?
Just let me work in my own time, Tim.
Okay.
Because you would expect episode 50. What you wouldn't expect is episode 62, right? No, Dave won't show up on that one. Maybe he will.
Oh. Crap.
Tim's just going to show up every week like, is this the one with Dave?
Is Dave here yet?
You can go to raredrop.co, check out every episode of Star Wars and Scotch, and a host of other podcasts like the Broman Podcast. You can join in on any of our D&D adventures. And they're live on this channel, twitch.tv/raredrop. You can pick them up on Facebook, YouTube. Best thing to do, again, is to go to raredrop.co, check out our socials and whatnot. You can also follow Tim. He's Darkness429 on Facebook, fb.gg/Darkness429, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern, live, shooting the mans all the time and hanging out with a doctor named Lupo.
Again.
What?
We shoot him in-game. In-game.
Isn't that the streaming?
Yep. Just want to make sure people understood. In-game.
Okay. Tim shoots the man's in the game only.
Excellent. There we go.
Yep. We'll talk about it later.
Thanks for hanging out. Kevin, punch it!
You all have a fantastic evening. And as always, may the Force be with you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.